From JMI Wealth, Andrew Callaghan. Well, let's work through a couple of companies. Freightways, what do we know?
The sort of traditional business that we all probably recognise, Express Packaging, but then you've now got what they call Waste Renewal Information Management and their temperature controlled business, which is Big Chill. Result for the first half of the year, a little subdued, I think was a good description. So at the net levels, net profit down 6%, net income down almost 10%, quoting several factors, if we go to the sort of big picture, their existing customers, they're seeing weaker volumes from them, but as I say, in the big picture, they've recently acquired a specialist business in Australia. It's called Allied Express. That's increased their revenue, but increased their interest costs. So they also, this factor's coming through quite a few results announcements as well, Mike. We're still seeing the effects of labour inflation pressures. So as I said, they've got higher interest, higher depreciation. So their higher revenue didn't translate into higher profit. Market took it in their stride, though. Share price a little bit higher on the day.
Okay, and A2, they're back.
They're back. So this is a good news story on the day, actually, because it's been a rocky road for A2. Obviously, infant milk formula, the big thing there. Historically, they were a beneficiary of the Daigou channel, people coming in and to Australia, New Zealand, buying bulk and sending it back. That channel, obviously, was a bit, well, let's call it buggered over COVID. Very challenging market conditions in China now. Low birth rate, weak economy. But at the moment, looks like they're responding to that challenge. Yesterday's share price was up 14%, highest they've seen since last April. Beat expectations for the first half profit. Raised annual revenue forecast, now expecting low to mid single digit revenue growth. Net profit, $85.3 million, above expectations. Improved sales, evidence of increased market share. They are going hard out. Good. On the social media channels in China. So well done, A2.
Then we come to Thursday. Air New Zealand, it's not going to be as good as it once was.
No, so these weren't results announcements. These were earnings guidance notes. Air New Zealand, historically, owning airlines has always been quite hard work because it's quite volatile, and you've got evidence of this. Remember, they were going gangbusters. Remember that? In December, they gave us first half guidance and it was pretty strong, but they did warn us about extrapolating that out, and that proved to be correct. They've announced softer forward trading conditions, number of factors. You had that engine issue, so they had a problem with their engines, so that's created costs to deal with that. That hopefully will finish it as quantifiable. But here's a couple of interesting things. Forward bookings profile suggests the demand is being affected by what? By competition. They've got US carriers coming in, so there's increased capacity, pricing pressures there. They're quoting continued inflation pressures as well. And here's an interesting one, Mike. Weakness in domestic corporate and government demand.
Good.
So we get full details on 22nd of Feb, so that will be interesting. Yes.
Ryman Healthcare, now they got troubles too, haven't they?
Yeah, they have got troubles. Now, it's interesting, you're talking about property earlier on. If you think property sales are slow, then we're seeing evidence of that in the Ryman Healthcare announcement. They issued profit guidance yesterday, big hit to the share price. This was a previous market down, remember, but share price got hit 11.4% yesterday, down at 10-year lows. Key drivers of lower than expected underlying profit, lower sales volumes, and lower margins on resale. So here's the number. They had expected in the second half of the year to sell up 273 what they call occupation right agreements. Looks like that number will now only be 218. So that's very slow. And of course, that's affected by people being able to sell their properties so they can move in to the rest home. So tough for them. And they announced their full results on the 27th of
May. Performance of services. Let's have some good news. We're expansionary. We're positive.
We are. Let's finish it off on a positive note. We talked about the PMI yesterday, manufacturing sector improving, but activity still in contraction. Better news from the services sector in January. PSI, the Performance of Services Index, back into expansion, 52.1, described as green shoots. Good. You put them together, Mike, the PMI, the PSI, you get a composite index. It suggests we could be seeing a bit of GDP growth. That would be nice, but yeah, finish on a positive.
Bring it on. What are the numbers?
So the US, they're not trading because it's President's Day. The futures market is trading, and that is sort of relatively unchanged. The Nasdaq's up a little bit. The FTSE 100, though, 7728, that was up 0.22%. The Nikkei down 17, 38470. Shanghai Composite, the Chinese are back trading now after the big lunar Holiday. They were up 1.5% yesterday, 2910. The Aussies gained 7 points yesterday, 7665 was the close there. The NZX 50 lost 0.61%, down 71 points, 11,653. Kiwi dollar on the wholesale markets at the moment against the US, 0.6142, against the Aussie, 0.9399, 0.5702 euro, 0.4880 against the pound, at 92.24 Japanese yen. Gold is trading at $2,016 and Brent crude $83.39.
Catch up tomorrow. Andrew Kelleher, jmiwealth.co.nz.